Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a particular issue of zakat, and that is the rates of zakat. Now, it is generally understood that the rate of zakat is 2.5%, and people think that as far as zakat is concerned, this is all. Now, in this regard, it must be clarified that zakat is not just 2.5%. The complete picture is that zakat in wealth is 2.5%. However, a person is not merely earning wealth. He is also producing wealth. When we give zakat on wealth, then in that case we have to give it once a year at the rate of 2.5%. However, in the case of production, we are producing something. In that case, the zakat is 5 or 10%. And the formula in this regard is that if capital as well as labor both are needed to produce something, then the zakat is 5%. However, if one of them is absent, then zakat is 10%. And if both of them are absent, then zakat is 20%. And let me give you some examples to clarify what I've said. Thus, for example, in the case of a factory in which produce, what is produced is done as a result of both the interaction of capital as well as labor, both these factors are used. In this case, you have to give zakat of 5%. Similar is the case with non-rainy lands. In this case, you have to invest your capital as well as labor. So the zakat will be 5%. However, in cases of rainy lands, for example, or in cases of salaries, we find in the case of rainy lands, we find that the issue of capital is absent. The factor of capital is absent. And in the case of salaries, we find that it's only our own personal skill or labor which is used. So in this case also, the zakat is 10%. Because one of them is absent. So this is an example in which zakat goes out to 10%. It's a form of produce, but in this produce, the element of labor is absent. So in this case, zakat would be 10%. Similarly, in the case, as I said earlier on, when neither labor nor capital is present, then zakat is 20%. An example of this is, for example, a treasure found, or something which a person receives fortuitously, and he has not expended any labor or capital on it. Another example of this 20% head is inheritance which is received. So when I receive inheritance, I neither spend any labor nor any capital. It is something which comes to me without expending on any of these two factors. So in this case, a zakat would be 20%. So all in all, we can say that it is not correct to say that zakat is barely 2.5%. Zakat is 2.5% in the case of wealth, and that has to be paid once a year. As far as the rest are concerned, 5, 10, and 20%, then these 5 and 10% relate to production rates. And in that case, zakat has to be paid at the time of production. Whenever the production takes place, we have to give 5 or 10% depending upon the nature of the way it is produced. It will be at the time of production that this 5 or 10% is paid. Similarly, for example, receiving an inheritance, that we're going to pay 20%. So in all these 5, 10, and 20% heads, the amount of zakat has to be paid at the time when one gets that particular income. However, in the case of wealth, it has to be paid just once a year, and that is 2.5%. So we can well imagine that if all these rates are understood properly, then 2.5%, 5%, 10%, and 20%, all these rates become rates of zakat in their specific categories. And an Islamic State, which is not authorized to collect any zakat other than any tax other than zakat, except if obviously the citizens consent to some other tax. In the absence of this consent, it is only this tax that it can collect, which is in the form of zakat. And if it is understood that the zakat is 2.5%, 5%, 10%, and 20%, all these rates, then one can easily imagine the amount of revenue which an Islamic State will have by collecting zakat in all these proper heads. So it needs to be understood that the rates of zakat, the rate of zakat is not just 2.5%, it has all these various rates. And finally, one important thing that also needs to be understood is that these zakat rates are eternal. They cannot be changed or tempered with. You cannot do any ijtihad in them. So all these rates have been fixed. They have been permanently fixed in the Sharia by the Almighty. And the reason is that the Almighty wants a state to know that this is the income that they're going to get through zakat, through tax, by taxing its various individuals. And it has once again and once and for all ended the oppression of the state towards the individual, because tax is the one of the tools through which a state can oppress its individuals. However, by fixing these rates eternally, the Almighty has taken this tool of oppression away from their hands. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.